This week's parsha is Parshat Pinchas. In Parshat Pinchas, Hashem says He's going to give Pinchas a peace covenant. Our sages say that after Pinchas stood up and executed the head of the tribe of Shimon, so many people were very upset at him. Many people were ready to kill him. They said, who does he think he is? His mother's father. Remember, Pinchas was the son of Elazar. Elazar married the daughter of Jethro, the daughter of Yitro. So his mother's father was a priest for idol worship. And he's standing up and killing the head of a tribe of Israel. Who does he think he is? And the Ribbono Shel Olam comes to the scene and says, stop, I make a covenant of peace with him, he's right. The story of Pinchas teaches us that sometimes, one of the things it teaches us, sometimes you can do everything that's right. And when you do things that are right, people will not challenge you over the essence of what you did. People will sometimes say, but your grandfather was. What does that have to do with anything? Did he do right or did he do wrong? What are you quoting something that's irrelevant? But people can actually act with tremendous zeal over points that are really not central to the subject hand, to the subject at hand. A person is promised, Hashem connects to Pinchas and says, I'm giving him peace. His gift is peace because he stood up for what was right. We shouldn't be dissuaded just because people try to put us down because of our past or something else. If I'm doing what's right, Hashem says, my peace is with him.